This week's shiurim have been sponsored L'il Nishmas Maras Yetel Bas Reb Chaim Shlomo. Vav Chanukah L'Shchodesh, Tuesday the 7th of December, Rabbi Yossi David, Gamblers Not Quite Anonymous.
I was wondering why they don't mention the less of lighting candles of the Shemen, which is 8 days in the Shmona Esrei. They probably didn't want to get people to think that the same thing applies by doubling. You try to catch up as much doubling as you can in the shortest time possible on Chanukah. But I didn't predict it's a Shchodesh today. I didn't think about it, so that's why I was delayed in coming. So, Nes Chanukah, something special, the Minhag, yeah? That was the connection between gambling, so we all straight away guessed the Indian of Dreidel, playing Dreidel on Chanukah. Playing the Sevivon on Chanukah. Actually, I tried to trace the Minhag, how far back it goes, and I didn't get so far. But the Minhag is starting to play Dreidel. Now, the problem doesn't finish by that. There's also a Minhag to gamble, to sit down with money, with food. So I thought maybe it's appropriate to discuss this topic a bit with the tzibur, which anyway I'm sure you're far away from gambling. Although although there may be a few trades which many people are involved, which I would say indirectly it's a gamble. Yeah? According to the way the Gemara explains, however, what's the issue of Mesachik Bekubia. But just before we do that, we want to a bit analyze the Indian of a Sevivon, of a Dreidel, where we play in Chanukah with a Dreidel, which I think one of the things that's with the Greeks, the Yevonim tried to do to Am Yisrael was purely to show them the Teva rules, that nature rules. If you look at the Dreidel, apparently, the more you spin it, the more of equal ratio you get on the outcome. So if someone says, flip it, toss a coin, the more times you toss the coin, the more for 50-50 you're going to get. And if it was a random thing, if nature would have been in control here, then it couldn't have been. It should be 70%, 30%, but it's not like that. The more you spin, the more you play with the dreidel, the more you see a pattern. And a pattern cannot be done by nature. By nature it should be a thing randomly. Should be anything by, you shouldn't have any patent. So the whole concept of a dreidel, I think, proves the opposite of teva. And really, according to some, the source of a dreidel was that when the goyim used to come and check whether the children were learning, they used to close the klafim or the parchments they were learning Torah from, and they used to start praying a dreidel. They presumably to show them, yes, we're in teva. Here, can't you see we're praying dreidel? It's all teva. But it was exactly the opposite. This is the biggest miracle in the world, is the fact that there is a pattern to something. And if you look into it properly, you'll see that all casinos work in that system. Because if not, they've closed down not long after they open them. Because they rely on this pattern of, you know, half win, half lose. So that's how they manage to keep open. However, going back to the Indian of Mesachik V'Kubia, yeah? We all are familiar with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, yeah? In regards of Mesachik V'Kubia. Now it's very interesting that the Gemara never says anything to restrict us from playing V'Kubia. All the Mishnah says, a Mesachik V'Kubia is posul eidus. And you presume, if he's posul eidus, if he's not good to be a witness, presumably there's an issue involved here. And that's why the Mishnah says you're posul eidus. So I read you out the Mishnah. Ve'elu hen aksulin ha-mesachek bekubia v'amalve beribis u'mafrich ha-yoinim. All these people are categorized as psulim le'edus. Presumably it's only the Rabbanon, as we're going to see. However, the Mishnah ends off Amar Rabbi Yehuda. When are these people posul le'edus, says Rabbi Yehuda? Bizman she'en lahem umanut elahu. When they have no other profession other than mesachek bekubia. That's when they're posul le'edus. Now there's a bit of confusion in the Mishnah. Is there machlokes in the Mishnah? Is there an argument that according to one opinion makes no difference whether you have a different trade or you don't have a different trade, you're not allowed to, you're posul eidus if you play, if you gamble? Or do we say that Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the Tanakama, the first Tana? So that's the Gemara deals with that. So before we go on to that, there's an interesting Rashi. Rashi says, what's the idea of en la umnot elahu? What's the problem if you have no other trade but that? So he says, since you don't have any other trade, einam bekim betiv dine umasa matan. When you have business, when you trade with people, then you know the halachas properly. You know what's called stealing, what's not called stealing, what's taking incorrectly or not. So you learn the halachas a bit. But when you're not someone like that, that's all you trade, you're just taking money for nothing, then, who knows, maybe when you come and testify and based in, on behalf of someone, maybe you're saying a lie, you know, you're not concerned about any of the halachas which are brought down. So the Gemara brings an argument between Rami Bar Chama and Rav Sheshes, yeah? Apparently Rami Bar Chama is the Talmid of Rav Sheshes, but for some reason the Gemara brings Rami Bar Chama Shita first. Says Rami Bar Chama, maybe that indicates who Halacha is like. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Mesachit Mekuvia Maika Aviv, what's he done wrong? That's not stealing money. Two people sit together, they bet on something, yeah? What are they doing wrong? Seem to be, it's out of agreement. So says Rami Bar Chama, Mishun Deheve Asmachta Veasmachta Meikanya. So we'll remember from Yeshiva days what Asmachta is. You try to understand what the idea of Asmachta is. So Rashi helps us. He says, Hainu davar de'eno noten lo midato. He's not giving his money, which he's putting down willingly. He's only giving it on a 50% chance that he can get that money back. So he's not full of. When you go and buy an object, yeah, however expensive, it may be overcharge you, but you're getting something in reward. You know you're paying and you're getting something in reward. Here, you're putting down your money thinking you're going to get your money back. So when he takes your money, he's taking your money only 50% agreeing that he should take it, yeah? So says Rashi, he thinks he can win. But sometimes someone else wins. So therefore he's not giving the money fully, so therefore asmachta de kinyan. Such a kinyan is not a kinyan. And therefore, it's considered gzeila, kein gzeila. I'm not really doing gzeila. Rashi says kein gzeila. Why kein gzeila? Why is it not really theft? Because theft is dumya deva'igzul etachanit. When I go and grab something from you, that's gzeila. But there are things which are not considered in the world as gzeila, but they have an element of gzeila in it. That's Rami Bar Chama's opinion. So according to Rami Bar Chama, there's an issa to play Pesachim Bekubia. There's a clear issa here. Rav Sheshes disagrees with him. Rav Sheshes holds kol kiyah gam nalav asmachta. What are you talking about? When two people put money down, it's not an asmachta. He knows that there's a chance his money might go away. But he knows there's a chance he might get it. So when he puts down the money, he's got full intention that the money should be here and to gamal m'makni. He's got a kavona that the money should go to the second fellow if he wins. What's the issue here of mesachik likubi of gambling? So says Rav Sheshes, lefi she'en asukim beyishuvo shel olam. They're not doing anything constructive in the world. These people are not doing anything constructive in the world, and therefore, the postulator. Although, there's no stealing involved, seemingly, according to Rav Sheshes, seemingly, I'm saying seemingly because we'll soon see that many Rishonim hold, even according to the second opinion, there is an element of gezer. He's just saying that's not enough to make him not good for Eidus, to be a witness. But it's wrong. So Rav Sheshes holds, a person has to find a trade which is constructive. You have to do something to build the world up. This is what we came to the world for. We came to the world to inhabit it and to help the world go on. Yeah? That's why Kosh Baruch Hu allowed us to do so. Yeah? And told us to do so. So, Eile Moiskim Bishuvah Shel Olam, the Rabbeinu Chanan says, Kegon Umanut, Mekegon Avodat Haaretz. I'm not saying playing the stock market is called constructive or not, but we'll soon see. Definitely, according to Rashi, and you're there, betiv masomat, and you're sitting in front of the computer, and you're not doing really anything. I don't think you're not coming across no dialogue with anybody else. So that's an issue on its own. So according to Rav Sheshet, the reason is if Yishayin asking Yishuv Shelelam. What's the difference between Rav Sheshet and Rami Bar Chama? The Gemara clarifies, what's the difference? The difference is, if you've got another trade, if you're a carpenter, if you're a builder, if you're a doctor, and you also gamble, you're okay. Because you are Isik B'Yishuvah Shel Olam. Yeah, like many people have this minhag, shame, right? That on the spare time, they go and play around together with other people. So I couldn't do... That's the difference between Rabbi Bar Chama and Rav Sheshet. Yeah? Now the problem is, who do we hold halacha like? What do we do, Mesachei B'Kuvya? So you have to know that the Rambam holds... The Rambam... I'll read you the Rambam. Very surprisingly, in fact, the Rambam brings as follows. Dvarim harbe asru chachamim mishum gezel. Many things Chazal asked because of gezel. Va'over aleihem are ze gazle midivrem. If anybody wishes to be titled a gazle midivrem, by title, then these are the things to qualify. It says, "Hamesachik bekuvia keitzad." Elu shemesachekim, these people who play with woods or stones or bones, and they have competitions. Whoever wins, yikach mimenu kach vekach. He will take from him this amount of money. It's gezel midivrem. Even though, says the Rambam, afal pishu b'ritzon ha'balim lakach, he didn't snatch it away from its owners. The owner gave the money willingly. Hoil velakach mamon chavero, since he took his friend's money, bechinam, for doing nothing for him, derech schok vehitul harei ze gozer. So Rambam holds, to get money for nothing, unless it's Dokot's charity, but to get money for nothing, that's called theft. According to Chazal. So bechinam mesachekim, they have races with animals, and whoever wins, all these things are considered as gezel midivrem. Who does the Rambam seemingly hold like? Rabbi Bar Chama or Rav Sheshes? Rabbi Bar Chama. Why? Because he's holding that there is gezel involved here, seemingly asmachta leikanya, and therefore it's wrong to do it. The Rambam continues, "Hamesachik bekuvya im agoy." Shoo, that takes a big burden. But if you pay, gamble with goyim, if you go to a betting shop which belongs to a goy, the Rambam says, "En bo isu gezel." There's no isu gezel. Akum, yeah? Avoid this kachomim vazal. En bo isu gezel. Aval yesh bo isu, however, there's still a isu, osek bidvarim betelim. Now the reason why there's no gezel is, forget gezel ago, if they hold it's a fine thing, it's a legal business to run, betting, then what's the problem? It's not gezel. They're giving the money this. Yeah? So, according to the Rambam, with a goy you're allowed to, because that's the way they behave, yeah, that's the way they agree. And therefore, the Rambam is going with his view that's in Yishish of Gezer. Yishish of Gezer is by Israel, not by Nochri, yeah? However, says the Rambam, Yeshbo Yisur Osek Bidvarim Betelim. However, there's still an Isser to gamble. Why? Wasting time. Dvarim betelim. Says the Rambam, She'en ra'ui le'adam she'asok kol yamav, ela bedivre chokhma ubeyishuvo shel olam. Is that Rambam Bar Chama or Rav Sheshet? Sounds like Rav Sheshet. What's going on here? So Rambam is saying, it's still wrong. It may not be an issue of gezel, but it's still wrong because you're not oisik beyishuvo shel olam. Seemingly it's Rav Sheshet. Rambam says, amazing. Kol yamav. Don't try and tell me if you have another trade. Seems to be, even according to Rambam, if you have another trade, it's still not good. Why? Because Rambam says, kol yamav. That means even a day of your life, you shouldn't waste with this type of games, with these types of playing. You shouldn't waste. You should all your life be involved in something constructive. Not in these things. That's what Rambam says. She'en ra'ui le'adam she'asok kol yamav, ela bedivrei chokhmah, ובישובו של עולם. Yeah, there's other games you should compare to Divrei Chochma, the old guys who like to play chess, playing this, that. But these things of gambling, just sort of randomly, you're just playing and no Chochma involved in it, it's just a game of luck. Such a thing is not called Divrei Chochma, and you're not Oisik Bishuvah Shel Olam. So we've got a confusion what the Rambam holds, like Rabbi Bar Chama or Rav Sheshet. So many point out further than this that the Rambam in the Kotel Gut, when he talks about witnesses which are not kosher, so the Rambam clearly there writes that you're only not kosher if that's your full trade. That's the only business you have. But if you have any other business, you're not possible eidus. That seems to contradict what he's saying here. That seems to be like Rav Sheshet legamre. And he holds also that if you have another trade, you're okay.
So the case of Mishnah and all the Achronim answer. Some seem to say that Halacha is Akami Bar Chama, because of Mishnah is completely, that really it's Gezel and Asmachta. Still the Rambam holds, that when Rav Sheshet said that the whole problem is that you're not doing anything constructive, he didn't come to argue that there's also an element of Avad Gezer. There's also Gezer Akunt Rav Sheshet. But that's not enough to make someone not kosher Leidus. That's still not enough to make him posel Leidus. So that's why the Rambam says that you have to have a full trade. However, there's still an element of Gezel. There's still an Avak Gezel. It's not Gezel like Rabbi Bachama's Gezel, it's a smachta lokania, and it's an Avak Gezel. There's a taste of Gezel. Interesting to point out, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, it's got to be Melech Shabbos, which you have to know. The Gemara in Shabbos says that you're not allowed to do a lottery on Shabbos. Meaning that you have portions to divide in your family, or even not in your family. Friends get together and place food, and then they have a lottery who'll take which sandwich or which portion. So the Gemara says, interesting Gemara, Mana gdola keneged mana ktana af bechol leacherim asur maitama mishum kubia. Clearly an indication like the Rambam, the Halacha Zakami Bachama, and Rashi says that you're not allowed to gamble. This is also called a gamble. Yeah? So seemingly, like Rami Bachama seems to be, it's also Mishum Gezel. Rashi says, the Gezelu, Asmachta Leikanya. It's very interesting here, that the Mishnah says, Afilu in Bnei Beis, with his household as well, you shouldn't do it. Yeah? Then the Gemara says, with his household, what's wrong? We're allowed to give our children ribis, lend them with interest, in order to make them taste. When they grow up, they should know what ribis means to a person to give extra money when you borrowed only a certain amount. So let him feel it. Give him a pinch. Let him feel. So Gemara says, surely you should be allowed to even gamble with your child to make him feel what it means to lose money for nothing. Yeah? So Gemara says, in Bnei Beis you're allowed to, because it's your own money. But with Acherim, you're not allowed to. You're probably wondering whether this is going to do with a dreidel. Yeah? In dreidel, what do? We give our children money, we sit around, it's our money really, and we give our children to play with it. Not to my grown-ups playing. Grown-ups, the Gemara clearly out-rules it. Yeah? But children should be allowed to. So Rashi says, Kevin da kol mishelo, why should it be also? You should know there's a Gemara in Nezu Neshech. The Gemara in Nezu Neshech says, Halacha is not like Rav, like the Gemara in Shabbos, that you're allowed to let your children taste it, because we're afraid that if your children will taste it, they'll learn the opposite from what you really want to teach them. Yeah? They won't feel that taste which is horrible, and they'll feel, they'll win and they'll want Atil Misrach. When they grow up, they want to continue playing. So I saw the Achronim bring down that there's a difference between, there the Gemara says that's ribis, you can't give them to taste. But Mesachik Bekubia, since anyway it's an argument and it's not so stringent, you'll be allowed to. Let me share with you a Tshuva of Rambam. The Rambam in his Tshuva says something interesting. The Rambam says, he was asked a question about this, Mesachik Bekubia. We know that the Tshuvos Rambam, there were so many Ma'adurot, so many different Kitvei Yad which came out, and there were mamish differences of Shamayim Va'aretz between Tshuva and Tshuva. But the question was as follows: V'torenu adarto kedusha b'ma shemitchabrim kama bnei adam b'shabbosos v'yamim tovim. Please teach us. There's some people who get together on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Strange, yeah? On Shabbos and Yom Tov, nothing better to do than get together to gamble. Umesachkim be'avanim agulot. They play with round stones. Umishem arviach, and whoever wins gets the shote kos echad shel yayin. They bring cups of wine, and the one who wins gets the wine to drink. Yeah, gets that cup of wine to drink. Some people play with fruits. Are you allowed to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So the Rambam in the Per Ador version writes, in regards of mukseh, he sorts out that there's a problem of mukseh, but if you do it with fruits, it's okay. And he writes, ve'en ze mesachek bekubia. That's not called mesachek bekubia. And that contradicts the Rambam in Halachot, which clearly writes that gambling is mesachek bekubia. So why he is allowing it?
in the itself, the Rambam, I looked up the Mekitzin and Damim, different Ktaviyad of the Rambam, it says, Veheve Mesachik Bekubya. And it is Mesachik Bekubya.
It's not gambling, it's playing.
It's all a play. The Rambam says, Derech Schok Vehitul. It's all a game. The whole of gambling is a game. What else can you call it but a game?
But gambling is you give you money, you can lose your money, you can't lose
yours. So we'll get to the loopholes. We'll get to the loopholes in a second, yeah? There is, but it's definitely the Schok Veitul of the Rambam. Now, what I was happy to see in this other, in other Ktav Yad of the Rambam is that there wasn't exactly that they got together to play, yeah? Hamitkabtzim lishtot. The purpose of getting together on Shabbos was to drink. Oilik Shabbos, drink wine. Just how do you get to your cup of wine? Then you have to play again. It's okay, fine, Baruch Hashem, at least it doesn't give us a headache to sit down and play around on Shabbos, yeah? But that's the Rambam again. Now, in regards of what you're saying with this school game or not, you should know, there's a duke in the Rambam, which helps us a lot. The Rambam says, when the Rambam brings the history, he says, what's his lashon? Hoy velakach, he says again, shekol hanotzeach et chavero beoto schok, ikach mimenu kach vekach. When is gambling an issue? When you haven't put any money down. You've gambled, and it's all words. He's saying he's giving like that, and I'm saying. Now, when I come to take it from him, it's gezel. Ikach mimenu. I'll have to take from him. What about if they put it down on the table? If they put it down on the table, perhaps put it down and beyad shlish, in the hands of someone else. That means it's already gone out of the person who's given it already. Seemingly, according to the Rambam, it shouldn't be a problem. What's the chiddush? The words of the Rambam. No one brings this duke. I haven't seen this duke being bought in the Rambam. But this heter was bought, and many, many achronim bring this heter. And it goes back to the Rishonim. Yeah? It's brought down in the Mordechai and Ezra Neshech. That the whole issue of gambling is when you haven't put the money down. You're only taking the money out of your pocket. You haven't put the money down. It's only when you're talking it. Then when you come to take it away from you, you're taking away something which I don't want to give. But when I've already put it down, and especially if it's put down in someone else's hands, and the Ben Ishchai, in his Tshuvos, brings Rav Pelim an interesting question. The Ben Ishchai writes, they used to have a way, if they couldn't sell a product, yeah, and what would they do? They'll make people pay a bit of money, make a raffle like, yeah? And everybody would chip in, would give a bit to the owner of this object. Yeah, I don't want to say what the object was, it was a secretary. But it seems a bit degrading that they don't want to buy it. But maybe because it's too expensive. And they have this raffle, can't sell it, so therefore everyone gives money to the thing, and then they have a lottery, and take out whoever wins, takes the secretary. That's a gamble, no? So he says, no, it's not called a gamble. Because they're all giving the money to someone, and he's giving them a different object. They're not on the same money. So the Rav Palim's heter is a bit different to what we are saying. What he's saying is that when you gamble for something, yeah, which is not the money which you've put down, then it shouldn't be a problem. So that gives a heter to all raffles which take places. My duke in the Rambam is more than that. Even money which you've put down, if you don't have to take it out of Yenem's pocket, that should be okay. Yeah? That's a heter which they give into.
Okay.
What?
It's
okay. It's again, where they're going. It's not a problem. Eretz Yisrael will be a problem, yeah? And Eretz Yisrael will be a problem. Now it will be a problem here. But only we have the other issue of the Rambam. It's not appropriate for a person to waste precious time on such playing, on anything which is not constructive. Now that obstacle of the Rambam we've still got, but presumably the Rambam doesn't make it an issue. It's just not appropriate. I mean, the Rambam will sit and laugh at such people. And if you want to be laughed by the Rambam, then go ahead. Otherwise, yeah, this is the matter. Now, there's some posting which are both about charity, that's doctor. They say all the issue of the gambling is when you put money, but when you're giving the money to the tzedakah or to any charity, then there's no problem of a gamble.
What's the gamble? Why should?
You're right. But when you give the money for a raffle ticket, usually you want the price. You're not thinking about what you're giving. Oh, very good. So it's a bit of matan schar v'tzidan. Anyway, just
sometimes we've got minhagim which seem to be simple, which a person has to look into them to see what's the appropriate way of playing, what's not the appropriate way of playing. Just to give you a taste of the Enyo Masachik Bekubia. There's so much more to it, yeah? The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur used to close the Sabbatarian, he used to say, more than what I've read to you, there's all I'm telling you, highlighting points. I haven't come to any. There's much more into the Sugya of Masachik Bekubia, so I don't want to go over time. Okay.